Hey, this is Mike Bobbitt. I'm a guy who used to make things, and sometimes I still do. These days, I prefer making podcasts, and I have a new one called Soundtrack to My Life. On this podcast, I talk to different creative people about the music that shaped them. Sometimes the conversations are funny, and sometimes they're just kind of sweet.
I love that Pina Colada song. Yeah, I do.
Rihanna has had a huge impact on my songwriting.
I'm diving into the ocean, finding that one fish that has the toxins, and I'm just drinking those toxins all day.
Maybe they're saying, like, you should now go forth and rock. It's like a peace be with you situation.
I also have a playlist called F Jams. One in. To it, just in case.
We danced to a jazz version of My Favorite Things.
Soundtrack to My Life. It's available exclusive on Spotify. It's a exclusive. I'm going to try to make that word take off. It's a music plus talk show, meaning I can play songs in their entirety. So think of this as an interactive playlist with some of the coolest creative people I know, and you should know too. Soundtrack to My Life, a Spotify exclusive.
That is, I never thought of it that way. Oh my God.
Dude, I'd look good with a miner hat.
I should be a 49er. Is that a real thing?
Yes.
You should become a hat guy.
I should be a hat guy.
Like a fancy hat guy, not like a baseball hat.
Oh, you think so? Like a fedora?
Not like a fedora, but like a hat like that, but not a fedora.
Like a Henry the Hatter kind?
Yeah,
hat?
Yeah, like go to Henry the Hatter, get yourself
like
a
1920s.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Look dapper.
Like a beaver hat? Like a top hat? Like the dude in
not a
I
top
don't know.
Hat.
No, I have a specific hat in my head, but I don't know what it's called. It's not a fedora.
Not
it's
a
not
Peaky
a top
Blinder hat.
It is like a square hat.
But does
but,
it
but
have
like the
like
brim
like
is like flat and it's like all the way.
Civil War hat.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. You know what I'm talking about?
Like it's a little wider.
Yeah, but we're talking.
Yeah, it's like
cowboy.
A little bit wider
yeah.
and it's flat.
Southern, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, like a like one might wear to a derby.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, a derby hat. Kinda,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
but not
yeah.
like a girl derby hat and like his.
No, 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 like a real one, like
the
a man
D
one.
For Vendetta guy have a hat like that?
Yes, I think I'd look good with a big wide brim, dude.
Yeah,
did
he? Yeah.
Because my head's huge. Yeah, I think I'd yeah. need a big wide.
You'd look
brim.
Good with a wide brim.
Who? Him or me?
Both of you.
Both
your
of
eyes
us
are
yeah.
so far.
I
apart.
Look great yeah. in it. You put me in a cowboy hat though, boy. Who you?
Yeah, you have to go like full cowboy though. You can't just wear the hat.
Well, yeah.
You look like. You look like fucking Rob's. Look like fat Rob Zombie if you just wear the hat.
I don't give a shit.
You look like fat Rob Zombie.
No, you should become a hat guy.
I think so.
You should get like
everyone's
a,
talking
like
about because I got
hats.
So dark and I'm losing skin on top of my head that I should wear hats more. So maybe I'll just become a hat guy.
Yeah, just get yourself like a derby hat.
That's a $12,000 hat collection.
John, go to fucking Henry the Hatter. Yeah,
I'm not doing that.
No, go to dude for real. Go to. I went in there a couple
Will
times.
Let me call me Hank.
Be.
Let me call him Hank.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. I went in there a couple times when it was still on Broadway.
Where's it at now?
It's in Eastern Market now.
Yeah.
Word? I know where that's at.
Yeah.
I just got a New York Yankee fitted yarmulke.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I got a strap back.
Oh, you're Team Drake?
How dare you? How dare you?
Everyone got new hats. Dude, what yeah. about yours, Alex?
I won it at in Indianapolis.
How'd you win it?
In a raffle.
Oh, that's right. The best kind of win, dude.
Yeah, I know. I also got a growler.
Yeah,
and two T-shirts that match this.
What's
hat.
A growler?
Like one of those big jugs that you fill with beer.
Oh, I thought you're, yeah. everything. I think growler. I
is
think
it
you're,
a half
I think
you're
sex act.
You think
you're sex
of
act.
Sexual activity.
Yeah, look at that. Just the glass. They fill it with booze for you.
I was gonna do fill it with booze, but then I realized it's gonna be sitting in my car for like 3 days.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I was booze. Like, I'm not gonna do that. I'll do it at home.
Yeah, dude.
Be kind.
Hey, we're gonna
beer.
Put in there.
Huh?
You gonna put gin in there? Have fucking have tons of fun filling gin for you,
gin.
Dude. Yeah. Let fucking tons of fun filling bitch.
You
fun.
Look like somebody that should be carrying this. Like
it looks like a growler carrier, dude.
Well, you guys had growlers at Sellerman's, right?
Not like that.
No,
you guys had more
cans.
Yeah, you guys had cans.
Yeah. Did yeah. you let other people bring their growlers
oh,
in though,
fuck
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not gonna say no.
Yeah, because I remember people having growlers.
I think, did you have growlers at one point? Or would people just bring growlers in?
I just always said bring in where the fuck you want. I'll
what
fill
would you charge
it.
For a growler?
I think it was like $64.
No shit.
Yeah, it was cheaper.
Yeah, dude, bring in growlers.
For the listeners, a growler is
a
metal jug
it's
with a handle.
That's glass.
What makes it the growler?
Sorry, that's what I meant. Glass with a handle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what makes it a growler, right?
It's, it's like old whiskey jug. Yeah. 4X
jug. Is that a gallon?
It's not a jug.
I don't know.
That's a jug.
Is that a gallon? It's not a jug. That is a growler.
It should say on it,
64
right?
Floral.
Yeah, 64 ounces of gallons. It's also
fluid,
a quarter pound.
Fluid ounces, right? I said floral.
Plural ounces.
Let's start over. Let's start the podcast.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not with your dumb hat. How much did you pay for that hat?
Don't make me start burping lamb in your face, bro.
Did you have lamb today? Of course you had lamb today.
No, because it's a Sunday.
It's Sunday.
He had lamb 3 days ago, but it's still there. It's lingering.
How much did you pay for the hat?
I didn't.
You got it for free, too?
Yeah, she
bought it. What is this fucking free hat society? Where am I at? I fucking missed the boat.
I'm thinking Heisenberg. Or no, I got one for you.
Hmm.
Tall.
Yeah, Heisenberg.
With red and white stripes. Really tall and kind of floppy.
Like Uncle Sam? Oh, like Dr. Seuss.
That's what. Yeah. No,
don't
that's
be
cute
that
bit.
Guy.
Yeah,
maybe
that's
a cute spinny, bit. Some kind of a spinny thing on top.
I used to have that.
But you're serious about him being a hat guy.
Yeah, I think you should do hats.
Think of the size
I think
of
you should
hat,
do hats,
though.
Too. Yeah.
You think so? I mean,
but not like a fedora.
Okay, no.
Well, here,
no.
John, does this fit you?
Let me see. What size head are you?
If he had a fedora, he'd look like a stand-up bass player.
Well, I'm like 5.
No, it's still too small.
All right.
So. No, see, a hat like that makes you look like a softball coach.
Well, that's a high brim.
Yeah.
It's a high brim. No. You want a classy hat.
I think I want something classy, too.
I think you want a classy hat.
That's kind of in style right now, having, like, the dorky, like, tall trucker hat.
Yeah. Well, but I don't... we're too old for that.
Yeah. Okay. Am I? Does it look weird on me?
Yeah, but you have a beard.
No, he's talking about how high he had it on his head like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Here, you want me to resize
I don't want to resize your hat, dude. That's sacrilege.
Why, dude?
It is a brand new hat. It's go ahead, do it. Right. Resize that.
You know what,
give me
how
two
the kids are wearing
on.
It nowadays? Kids are wearing
that
it.
Hat,
how?
That hat, that style of hat makes you look like you're the head coach of a Christian college football team.
All I know is Grace Unity's going to have a great year.
Yeah, there you go. That's way better.
Yeah.
My son always wants me to wear a hat. Maybe I'm a hat guy. Maybe my autistic son knows and I don't.
The shine off your head bothers him.
Dude, I had lotion. Yeah. I had to have my girl spray lotion on me. Okay?
It's too bright. He can't handle the shine.
Am I cool enough to do that?
Yeah.
Everyone
is.
If it's on accident.
Just on
you're
accident.
Cool enough to have the hat to the side.
I think if you're going to do that, though, if you're going to
this is what I'm afraid of, is going backwards and having the fucking sun.
You don't,
If you're going to go to the side like that, though, you gotta go full goatee.
Full goatee?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go full goatee.
I can do that.
Pop it up a little bit on the back of your head.
Like you want to go Marine style?
Yeah. So when you see anybody wearing something on their hat saying, I've been in a war.
Yeah.
That's how they wear it. Yeah. Also, the kids are starting to wear it like that.
And
I
if
noticed.
You see a dude doing this, he will have a full-lined goatee. Very lined up, nice goatee. And that dude's got dope on him.
Keep going to the left a little bit more, and you grill. You have a grill.
Yeah. He had at least three gold teeth. At least three gold teeth.
All the way to the side,
live
in a trailer.
No, you're not fucking with gold anymore. It's titanium.
Yeah,
now.
Plan,
yeah you got titanium brutal. Teeth.
When's the last time you saw somebody with a hat to the side?
All the way to the side?
Yeah,
like that?
All the way to the side.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to answer like in real life, but like that far back, huh?
I got odd wrinkles in my head, too, dude. Look
you're
at that.
You're better off to get it fitted.
I think you're right.
I've always been against the
right.
hat to
Sorry,
the side. It feels
you.
Bad. It
yeah,
feels
no.
terrible.
I'm good with like a little bit of a tilt.
A little bit
like,
of a tilt,
but
sure.
like to the side, no. That's,
oh, no, yeah. that's
You've
that's
never worn a tilt. I've never seen you wear a little tilt.
Yeah, dude, I always had like a little bit of tilt.
Oh, you mean like...
I have headphones on right now. I can't fucking tilt
Yeah, but you're talking like tilted like... Yeah, just like, yeah see, I thought you meant like tipped brim.
No.
See, I always like... Go
well,
a
you got a little
sideways, though.
Yeah, you always go a little
well,
sideways.
Well, yeah, you do the Dominican baseball player thing.
Yeah.
you do the Pedro
Rodney.
Martinez.
Yeah. Yeah, and I have my little grip, and yeah.
Yeah.
I got it all.
You got the pine tar right there?
Yeah, dude. Fucking every hat, dude. I started noticing, like, in the middle school, I was like, why are all my hats, like, greasy right there? Always have grabbed it right there. So now whenever I just buy a hat, I just bend it right into it.
Yeah, I know, exactly, like you did today. It
I did
not come
not.
Like
this
that.
This came like this.
No, it didn't.
And I had a great
Because
laugh.
The first thing you did was put it on. When you put it on with those fucking Hulk fingers, you dumped the fucking brim. Lenny.
Instead of deciding I'm going to change and fix my future hats, you said, fuck it. Every hat, I'm just going to leave
it.
I'm
just
destroying them, dude.
I think and that's what you think. I think just when you put your hat on, you naturally fuck it up because you grab it. And fold it with those fucking crushers, and put it on. But like, oh my god, it came like this.
It's one third to the side.
That's exactly how it always is. Yeah. That's how he does it.
The only problem is that it's not in the middle.
No, he always does that on the side.
Yeah,
right there. Always. That's why he thinks it came like that because he's been wearing his hat like that. He crushed the fucking
elbow in.
First time he put it on.
Just square up. Just square up.
Yeah, because taking your hat off like this straight is very gentle.
Just like you're shooting like you're shooting a 3-pointer.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very gentlemanly.
Unfolding it.
Yeah. You're tipping your hat at that point.
Yeah.
Nope. You don't want to be tipping your hat. You just want to yank that boy
think
off.
Of like tip. Like to this day, I still maybe give a little tip.
Yeah.
And what are you, some nerd being like, like down in the center? No.
If you ever do that to me in public, I'm giving you a curtsy.
You're going to catch a curtsy, though?
I'm going to hold you to it.
A curtsy.
But yeah, no, every so often, you know, we're polite here.
Yeah. So, I watched Glory today, speaking of polite.
Did you?
Yeah, dude, that show's fucking sad.
Wait, what was Glory?
You meant the movie.
Glory's, yeah, it is the movie. The one it's about the 54th Regiment, the All Black Regiment.
Oh right, yeah, with Denzel
Fort Wagner. Yeah,
Denzel and Matthew Broderick.
Denzel died, dude.
Yeah.
Spoiler: everyone's dead.
Nice.
That's fucking terrible, dude. They sent 270 guys, and half of them got shot the fuck up.
That's how time works in a historic piece.
Historically,
everyone. Yeah,
any period
dies.
Piece you've seen outside of the future,
like more or less everyone in that piece is dead.
Yeah, dude, almost everyone from Poltergeist is dead. And that movie was in my childhood.
Well, they were dead during the movie.
Yeah. Well, remember how the chick that the little girl, like I remember it was devastating when she died, dude. The Poltergeist girl.
Honestly,
she was gonna be a star, dude.
I honestly don't think I've.
Yeah,
seen
there's no pins in it. There's no pins in it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, it's a pin free movie.
Not a single pin. Mm-mm, no.
Not one pin. No. They don't even bowl in it.
No.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. They smoked some joints, which could have been considered pinners, but she rolled a hog leg, dude.
She did.
You've seen it. Maybe.
That's truth. There's pictures.
Mm-hmm.
In Kendrick's first diss against Drake,
my God.
He said something. He accidentally said, he was trying to say Haley Joe
Osment
or something like that.
But he said Haley Mathers.
But he said Haley Joel Osteen, which is like the preacher guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was trying to reference Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah.
And he used Joel Osteen?
Yeah.
I gave him a pass on that one. Yeah. You know? But his latest one, he just came out, he starts it off with, I see dead people.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
I listened to it.
Did you?
Yes.
Yes, of course. Did you listen to the Meet the Grahams? The slow one where he addresses all their family. No, I don't know if I sent you guys. Meet the Grahams was the kill shot, I thought. And then yesterday I was like, Kendrick's just punching him in the face. Like, really. He's really showing what he can do.
Well, I saw one thing that Drake put out. He's like, if you have evidence of any 11-year-old that
I
was like, don't do it on Twitter, you fucking nerd.
I listen to the song, but then I have to watch Fantano talk about it to understand the song.
Today they were like, watch Jai Lee's reaction to Meet the Grahams. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
I've watched more reaction videos than I ever have in my life.
Yeah. You're in it. You are married to this.
It's huge. It really is huge. Though I am married to it, but it is.
It's
I think
biggest rap battle since Biggie and Tupac.
Yeah,
yeah, man. And but it's like more than that. It's like
rap feud, not
it's,
battle.
It's like
it's not more than that.
I remember
Biggie died.
For somebody, like, I remember so when Drake popped up. Not like he was like last name ever, first name greatest.
Yeah.
Like a sprained ankle, boy. I ain't nothing to play with. And I was like, I don't like him. And he sings and he's like, but I remember everybody was started to love him. I was in like high school and I was like, something's weird. Happening
here.
It's
the production. That's why.
It's the production. Yeah. And I don't know. Some guys like that. I don't know. Whatever style. And Drake's had great songs, but Kendrick is the truth on more levels.
It's the first time
music.
That I because usually I can get, I see other people's appeal by like when they're talking about comparison.
Yeah.
But I was like, there's no fucking comparison.
Yeah.
Like that dude's just on a completely different level.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that this guy's like poppy, I get it, like super popular and all that, but talking about just like a true fucking MC, it's like,
yeah,
it's,
I think
it's him all day, like he's a fucking poet. Like they teach his shit at USC.
I think nobody would give a fuck of like, I don't think there would be a beef if Drake just understood that he's like a pop singer.
Yeah.
Like, if he just understood that he was a pop
singer. Yeah, but the fact that he's, like, coming... And the thing is, like...
Well, but that's why he's getting fucking, like,
flamed.
Darts thrown at him.
Because
he thinks he's more than a pop singer.
Right, right.
And he's always had a chip on his shoulder because he does rap, and he always did from the very beginning.
Like, straight up think where Kendrick's from. Like, all those dudes are Piro Street Bloods.
Yeah,
well, they're fucking, like... You don't have that in Toronto.
Yeah, well, as, but as far
you don't but, have I mean, that as far in as, London, Ontario, wherever he's from.
But like as far, Bari. As, but like as far as Drake, it's like he is a good rapper, but mm-hmm. like all he does is fucking rap about the club. He's a fucking, how old is he? Like 37?
Yeah.
He's like
yeah.
He's like a 37 year old man still rapping about hanging out at the club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's and like
Kendrick, that's the angle I love that Kendrick's saying. You're not a man.
Exactly. Like, he's a you're fucking, still he's a boy. Boy. He is.
But you know nothing about that. You're talking about raising my son. Know nothing about that.
Does Kendrick and have kids? Because that's how I heard he was talking yeah. about his niece.
Yeah.
He's got two kids. Yeah. Okay. Two kids. And Drake was trying to say that he. So, dude, this I think I explained it to you guys in the chat, but it's so dope. Kendrick drops up in 616 in L.A.
Yeah.
And that's what it's called, too.
There's all these, like, weird connections to 616.
Yeah, it's like Pac's birthday and it's Father's Day.
The day that O.J.'s wife was buried.
Uh-huh. And ooh. The picture he posts is of a Maybach glove, and Drake drives Maybachs, right?
Yes.
So he was, and basically yeah, the track was saying, like, OVO works from I infiltrated you. Yeah. I know what you're gonna say, and don't do it. Like you're lying, and you're not a man. Blah blah blah. Later in the day, like at like 10, Drake drops this thing, calling out Whitney, his wife's name, and like saying that Kendrick beat on her, and they had to hire a crisis management team or something like that. And then good like for him. 30
look
minutes
where he came from. He later. Was raised in a hotel.
30 minutes later, you didn't even get a chance to fucking like digest it. Kendrick dropped the shit like
already knew already, what he was gonna say.
Yeah,
yeah. He
and then the picture is the it zoomed yeah, out and it's the glove next to some pills of Ozempic, and which and he gave like Rick Ross shit for using Ozempic, and there's receipts of like jewelry so for maybe, and he's calling him a pedophile.
Yeah,
the picture like
well he's also like. Talking to his parents about raising a pedophile.
Yeah, like, I blame you, Dennis.
He called out his dad's name.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Meet the Grams was the one he dropped like 30 minutes later, and it starts off like, Dear Adonis, the first son that Pusha T exposed.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, your father's anonymous, whatever. And then the next one was Dear Sandra, his mom. Dear Dennis, his dad. Then the next verse was Dear Baby Girl. And when I watch reaction videos, everybody was stopped. Like, what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What the fuck? So I don't know if Kendrick's just really making, like, trolling to make a point.
I was watching Hassan react to it.
Yeah.
And he, like, he paused it, and his eyes just went, like, and then he just, like, got up and walked away.
Yeah, yeah. I got to call Fantano. See what he thinks about it.
Who the fuck is Fantano?
You don't know Fantano?
No.
Anthony
Melon. Look at me. I'm grown.
You don't know the Melon? You look like Fantano.
Yeah.
I'm the only music critic that a lot of people listen to.
Oh, okay.
He reviews a lot of music and he's pretty articulate.
Does he do like aggressive metal?
Yeah. Yeah, he does everything.
No
everything.
Shit.
Yeah. He knows everything he could ever know probably.
Ooh, yeah, he's got like a fucking encyclopedic fucking brain.
The internet's busiest music nerd.
Yeah.
No shit. I love it. Fantano.
Never heard of
Fantano.
Him.
Fantano? That's a great fucking name.
But it's like, he's saying like he's trying to put him on the level of P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Like he said something like the embassy's going to be involved soon. Tried, he could just be trolling. I mean,
he tries to be P. Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
Like he fucking wants to be P. Diddy.
Yeah.
That's why P. Diddy beat his ass.
Who?
Drake.
Did he?
You don't remember? You don't know about that? There's a video.
Or he smacked him or something.
Yeah, there's a video of like, I don't know if it's Diddy smacking him or it's like bodyguards, but somebody slaps the fuck out of Drake and he's just down.
Oh shit! Yeah. It seems like he would be kind of easy to fuck up. Like he's got like
I think they all would be.
Yeah, I think
not Kendrick. I don't think he's touchable.
I think Kendrick is tough, but like he's a small guy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but he's so
I think
rounded.
I think he's scrappy.
He was Drake the good kid. Good lines. Like people look out for Kendrick.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I don't think that's understood well enough. How fucking tied that motherfucker is to the street.
Yeah,
from neighborhood kids.
Well, I think that's what happens when like. Like people
the
don't,
same with like
I don't think
MC
people,
Hammer.
I don't,
like they were like you couldn't touch MC Hammer because everyone
think,
was surrounded him was fucking gangster.
I don't think really? People. I don't think people I don't fully. That. I don't think people like truly understand what like gangs in LA are.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think they think that they're just like on the street like fucking warfare. Just like, mm-hmm. But it's like no, they're like kind of like they're holding down their neighborhood.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was the whole
and so like whatever gang was in Kendrick's neighborhood saw that he was talented. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we got to make sure this makes
my city found me and put me on stages.
Yeah.
Dude. That's like they do like That's why you see those motherfuckers who come out. Like, there's still dudes that throw up fucking signs, but they were never really, they were just protected by the gangs in the NFL. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, they put those motherfuckers up.
Yeah.
Like, there was dudes that, because they didn't necessarily have a pops, it was just like, you got to get up at 4:30 in the morning and go, but there was a motherfucker that just finished smoking a blunt, knocking on his door, like, you need to run.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Get up. You know, neighborhoods fucking put those kids on.
Yeah.
I mean, the last one he called.
I'm gonna make a movie about it. I'm gonna do a documentary.
He called out people in OVO. I didn't know much about OVO.
I don't know anything about OVO.
His Drake's, like Taylor Gang. Remember, Wiz Khalifa had Taylor Gang, or like he's Death Row. He's it's his thing.
Yeah. It's his label, his
group, or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like his Junior Mafia. It's like his Outlaws or
his Junior Mafia. Right. Yeah.
And
they're called OVA.
OVO.
Oh, OVO.
OVO. Yeah.
Who's in it?
I don't
Wiz
know.
Wiz Khalifa, you said?
No, I don't
know.
No,
think he was
so,
saying
no.
Like Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
man.
Kendrick in the last one, he just dropped, like, get specific with people. He's like, blah, blah, blah's got a weird case. What's up with that? He's like, he's like, hide your fucking sisters from this guy.
Yeah.
He's telling LeBron to stay away. Like, he's going at a sick level. Like, and for a while, I almost bought a Drake shirt, dude, for a second. No. But, like, for a second, I was like, Kendrick's getting bullied, man. But I'm just so happy because Kendrick, we all could smell that Kendrick was the truth, but this needed to happen.
Yeah.
This needed to happen. A fake ass dude that's just, he's acting like a rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, Kendrick's like, you're the one who likes being famous.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, he would have been fine if he just accepted that that's who he was.
Yeah.
Like, he kept trying to, like, do this thing where he's like, no, I'm an artist. It's like, no, you're not, dude. You're a pop singer.
No, you're not.
Like, just accept that you're a pop singer, and
he
no one will have
salty.
A problem
he's
with
like,
you.
Kendrick just opened his mouth. Somebody give him a Grammy.
Yeah.
Like, he says, he's he's like, Kendrick's always rapping like he's trying to free the slaves. He gets them good a few times. He says, like, he thinks everything I look over everything he says, but I was looking straight. Or something like that, because he's short.
Yeah. I mean, Drake is clever.
He's clever.
Like, he's a clever
his
rapper.
He's just not Kendrick.
Clever.
But what?
His ghostwriters are clever.
Yeah. Ain't 20v1, it's a 1v20 if I got smacked. Is that right with you?
I don't know what that means.
Because Drake goes, in his first diss to Kendrick, he goes, what the fuck is this, a 20v1? You know? Saying, like, just, I'm up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's like, and Kendrick comes back, ain't 20v1, it's a 1v20. If I got a smack, is that right with you? Mm-hmm. Tell Chubbs he can stand there right with you. Or whatever.
I get that.
I mean, he came back fun. It reminded me of Eminem, these last few tracks, man. It came back.
Yeah.
It's just
because,
like,
every sentence has, like, five meanings.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Wasn't there a rumor that Eminem thought that Kendrick had a ghostwriter, and like when he came here, that he was like, "Just come in here, I just want to write your thing with me," and everyone left, and
he kicked everybody out of the studio,
and that was love song, wasn't
mm-hmm,
it?
Yeah.
That's a great fucking song.
Really?
Dude. Yeah,
I like that song because Kendrick adopts like Eminem's
style.
Like a storytelling about some weird sexual thing.
But yeah, and he was also like. He drowned because he was eating pussy in the bathtub.
Uh-huh. And then he mentions his girl. Shireen is not available. Don't leave him as a dad. He's fucking spinning on a fucking Ferris wheel thinking he's going to get married still. Calls him a Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
Like, that's something Drake would never even... Because he's just poetic.
No self-deprecation.
To say that.
Yeah, no self-deprecation.
Sure.
You know what I mean? That's like...
Yeah,
Shireen is not available, so please leave your number at the phone or at the tone.
Like, the one of the biggest things that just, like, shows you how, like, corny Drake is... Is that fucking podcast that he did with that girl in the bed?
Yeah. What's her deal?
I forget. Now? Like, people,
Charlie something.
Yeah, people think she's an industry plant. But like,
is her bit too? There's this like young, skinny girl, and she just interviews people, and she's rude.
Yeah,
and she doesn't in the bed.
Doesn't care. Yeah,
she doesn't in a
is
bed.
Is that the bit?
Yeah, they do the podcast in a bed.
Oh,
but
I've
like,
never seen
but
that.
People think she's an industry plant because she just asks questions that are just like, it's like she's teeing them up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do two things in bed. Neither of them are podcasting. I'd be like, I'm gonna sit at the edge of the bed. I'll sit in that chair over there.
Yeah.
Like I can't lay. I can't be in bed.
But it was just. But it was just. But like that's the vibe.
My fucking chin's all fucking my guts out. Like,
the.
Tell him to ask me questions.
The vibe of that interview was just like so corny because he was like trying to hit on her like during that whole episode. It's like this is fucking gross, dude.
Bed.
Yeah, I know.
He wasn't trying to like play into the bit.
I think maybe, but it was just like, dude, this is fucking gross. What are you doing? She's like 24. He's like fucking almost 40. It's like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah.
This is fucking gross.
Yeah, but he's a pedophile. according to some people.
And I'm not saying that there's anything. And obviously, I'm not the one to say that there's something wrong with an age gap. But like the way he fucking does it is like it's
creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your age gap's fucking.
Well, but like we actually dated. Yeah. It wasn't like.
Yeah.
You know.
You guys didn't meet in bed.
I mean, but we're gay.
Yeah.
We're gay. We weren't podcasting. Yeah. We didn't meet in bed.
Yeah. Which is how it works.
Yeah.
You fuck for love, dude.
But you know what I mean? It was like he was talking to her like she was an object that he was going to own.
Hell yeah, dude.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's gross.
Kendrick's pointing shit out like that. He's like, you a body shamer.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Really?
Well, I knew Ian wouldn't have anything to fucking contribute as soon as he smoked fucking drink.
I think he's just interested.
I'm listening because I don't follow this at all.
Yeah.
And my whole thing with Kendrick is I just think he's like the Miles Davis of hip hop.
Yeah.
And like some of his things are like interesting and, you know, well thought out, everything. He's just not my favorite.
Sure.
What's
your top five?
That's a hard one.
I think there's an indisputable top five.
No particular order.
Yeah.
Just top five. Like not number one, two, three, four, but like who are in the top five?
Pac, Big, Jay-Z, Nas, and Eminem, I think, are the kind of indisputable.
I think you can put Big Boy in there.
You know what? Everybody can have their own.
I think you can put Big Boy in there.
I think you would put Andre in before Big Boy.
I think you could put both in, dude. They're both phenomenal.
You can't put everybody in a top five. Andre's in mine.
I'm saying let's take them out and then do your top five.
Oh, take those five out.
Yeah, because that's...
For me because
none of them were in there anyways.
Like, Biggie is... I really respect Biggie, but like... Also, I think, like, because you got to think about, like, Method Man and Redman together are fucking nasty and, like, killers.
Method Man's in mine. Andre's in mine.
Yeah. See, I'm more of a Big Boy guy.
Really?
Yeah.
He likes the Slim Jims.
What?
He likes the Slim Jims.
I don't get it.
Fuck you.
I wish I got it.
It's a sandwich at Big Boy, the restaurant.
Oh, fuck. That's the one I get when I'm there, too.
The po' boy. He likes the po' boy.
That's my dad's favorite, actually.
That's great. The po' boy.
Yeah, I don't know. There's lots of, like, weird groups, too, that I really like. You know, like, Dilated Peoples, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That fucking group is sick.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd know enough, dude. I really don't. I mean, like, if it was not the standard like top five, it
so wait,
like
so we're taking. So wait, which ones are we? We're taking. Kendrick, so wait, we're taking.
Pac, Big,
Killer
Nas,
Mike,
Jay.
Like right now, I'd say it's M. Like Killer
Pac,
Mike,
Big, Nas, Jay, and M. We're taking those out. So
Nas, Jay, M, Big Pac.
What about like down south shit too?
Yeah, like the Goody Mob and fucking.
Okay, this is, you're copping out top five besides the ones that he. Yeah. Just
see,
named.
Mine's all like super groups, I guess.
No, you can't pick a group either.
Like West Side Connection, dude.
Okay, so you have no opinion then.
You can.
I know my.
It, honestly, it would be like Kendrick, Method, like
okay,
Method Man or Ghost, like one of those two. Maybe like
Kanye.
Yeah, no.
Look at Hobson, dude.
Honestly, even if
I'll get out of here.
Even if
Hobson's
even
fucking
if Kanye,
get out of here.
Lyrically, that guy's
even
good.
if Kanye wasn't a Nazi, he wouldn't be in my top five.
Sure.
Like no. Producers for
dude,
sure.
Yeah. Like, if I'd go with like almost like DMX.
Yeah. Great, you know, answer.
I mean? Yeah, that's a good pick.
And then
see, it's hard without them.
What about Jadakiss, dude?
Yeah.
Jadakiss is sick, yeah.
You guys remember AZ?
Yeah, I remember AZ.
AZ was
Lloyd
fucking
Banks.
Cool.
I have a Lloyd Banks record.
Nice.
I got it for one song.
I don't know who my fifth would be. It would be like...
On Fire?
No.
Whoever I said that wasn't like...
What about
Method
Mouse
or
Death? Twalib
Kweli.
I would put Mos Def in a top five. I don't know if I would put Kweli in a top five.
All right.
Like, I love Kweli, but I wouldn't put him in a top
fucking
five.
Fucking Black Thought, dude.
Yeah.
Black Thought.
Black Thought.
Black Thought.
Yes, for sure.
Fucking Royce da 5'9", dude.
I like Royce is good, but if I was going to pick a Detroit rapper, I would go with LZ.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is even.
Big L.
Elzai was in Slum Village.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything about Dilla. I never listened to anything.
Dilla's not really a rapper. He's a producer. I mean,
oh,
he raps,
I know,
but
he
but
wasn't. He all, didn't he do all the beats for Slum Village?
Oh, yeah. He, I mean, dude, Dilla kind of like shaped the modern like New York sound.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he was doing, like, Busta Rhymes, fucking... Yeah. Method Man. Whatever. Like,
yeah, I mean, he was part of the UMO, which was Tribe Called Quest's production team.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah. So, fuck. Q-Tip. Yeah. I would take Q-Tip. I like
Fife. Q-Tip. I like Fife, but Q-Tip is the...
I like top Fife. 10.
So, it goes Method Man, Redman, Andre 3000, Busta Rhymes... And then I'm going to leave that slug from Atmosphere. I really like him.
I really do.
Yeah.
I really think he's poetic.
I love that.
Dude, you know who else could get thrown in there? Like, who's in there? Fucking OG is Slick Rick. Slick Rick was fucking dynamite, dude. All right,
I'm going to can I do my
sure,
top 5?
Sure. All
right. I'm going to throw a big pun in there.
Ooh.
Really?
I'm going to throw a big pun in there.
No shit.
Yeah, I'm going to throw a big pun in there. I'm going to throw Andre 3000.
Okay.
I'm gonna throw Rakim in there. I think Ghostface would. Oh no, actually, I'm gonna take that back. Because there's two that I would put in before Ghostface, Black Thought and Mos Def.
Yeah,
you're forgetting the West Coast a little bit, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't really dig a whole lot of West Coast.
I'm
like,
oh, I forgot Kendrick. Kendrick's my.
Yo,
last
I said
one.
Kendrick in mine.
I'm also not going with the current class.
Sure.
I'm also kind of leaving them out too.
Yeah. Why? What
like Machine Gun Kelly and fucking Little Flip? I don't know. What the fuck?
Savage. Young Big Savage.
Yerk. Yeah. There's got to be a guy named Big Yerk.
Like, listen, as much as I Young wanted to Dolph. Put Yeet in that top five, I didn't, you know.
Well, that guy Young Dolph died, right?
Yeah.
I like that name, Young Dolph.
Young Dolph.
I thought that Triple Extension, the one song I liked from him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said you and your son were getting
me
down
and my daughter,
that.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
What about Mike Jones, dude?
They say Drake killed him. So I've heard that too. I've heard people say that Drake hired to get him
to
shot.
Kill.
No shit. Girl.
Wasn't he part of like the Chief Keef beef though?
Yeah, he was. Drake's been on a lot of beefs.
Yeah. No, I mean Young Dolph. Wasn't he part of the Chief Keef beef?
I just know that one song he has. Your price is way too high. You need to cut it. Cut it. Cut it. The ad libs were bah. Cut it. It was a good song. Dolph, like a dolphin, like D-O-L-P-H.
So, like, Dolphin. Like was he from Miami?
No, he's Memphis.
Mm.
What did Dolph mean?
Or, like, Dolph Lundgren.
It had to be Dolphin. I don't know any
no,
other
Dolph Lundgren. Dude, the fucking kickbox champion who was
maybe
driving
Drago. Maybe his full name was Dolphino.
Huh.
Maybe his name was Dolph because he was a
maybe
fucking...
Maybe he's a WAP.
Because he was a Swedish fucking kickboxer. Dolph Lundgren. Duh.
Who's John Stockton?
What? Oh, what?
For the Utah Jazz.
Utah Jazz.
Okay.
Assist leader, right?
Whoa.
No.
Is he? Whoa.
I knew he was a basketball player.
He was a
I don't get
mailman's delivery boy.
Yeah, he was. He was
Kendrick
the
goes, I'm about to pass on his body. I'm John Stockton.
Well, John, he's like the assist leader, NBA assist leader, all time.
Okay.
And that's what he was known for, was passing.
Yeah. He's not calling Drake Carl Malone?
No. I mean, he should.
Why?
Because they're both pedophiles.
Yeah, pedophile and wife beaters.
Carl Malone got a 17-year-old pregnant.
That could be a double meaning, then.
13-year-old
girl. Didn't they play
girl.
In the same
Jesus
team?
Christ. Huh?
Didn't they play in the same team?
Yeah.
Who? That John could be Stockton and Carl Malone?
Man. I'm about to pass on his body. I'm John Stockton.
The same team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Carl Malone, apparently, I thought it was a 17-year-old. 13. Apparently, it was a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
He got a 13-year-old pregnant.
Jesus.
And that 13-year-old played in the WNBA, or that baby played in the WNBA.
Wow. big shoot girl.
Really?
Big girl, yeah.
I like the whole thing about, like, Michael Jordan's little, like, side pussy baby, dude.
Well, no, his son his son is dating Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
Yes, yeah, so we're talking about that, but one of his illegitimate, like, children is in the NBA now.
Nice.
Jordan? Like,
yeah.
Michael Jameson?
just some kid.
Michael, not Jordan.
Jaykel Morton?
Jaykel Morton! He gave him to a family. His last name was Morton. He's with and my only thing I ask of you is to name him Jaykel.
He's with the, Timberwolves.
Yeah, they say that he's got, like, a kid. The kid looks just fucking like him.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I can't remember who it is, though.
Yeah.
I'm not going to look it up. That's not my business. That's not none of my business. Let's just do it on a podcast.
I don't
where we have
like
no proof.
When nepotism like that.
No.
Something it rubs me the wrong way in some
At
way
the
I can't
professional
describe.
Professional level, it's not really nepotism.
Yeah, sure. You're not going to get in if you're at least not
yeah,
good.
Lots I guess of nepotism guys, kids, isn't like, the right word because nepotism means exactly like you're getting an advantage, unfair advantage.
Well, I
right?
think but, I think they probably are getting a little bit of an advantage in the beginning because like their parents can pay for them mm-hmm. to have like the best trainers, you know what I mean?
Right. And jeans. And they're at their dad's football
game.
I mean you can't
do anything about jeans. Like even if they were poor, they would still have those jeans.
Yeah,
you know
they
what
might
I mean?
Even wear khakis.
That's a good point. That's mm-hmm. a good point. If they didn't have the scenario and just those jeans.
Yeah, they would still
the
have. They would still have the jeans.
It's the combination of both.
It's the combination.
Think,
yeah.
yeah.
Like Dickies, khakis.
Because
I'm
like,
just never impressed by the jeans, except for Kel.
Except for who? Oh,
Cal Ripken Jr.
I was gonna say Ken Griffey.
I was gonna say what about the Griffies?
Yeah,
the Griffies.
One of the funniest
dude, the
tackles.
Son was better than the fucking.
One of the funniest tackles I heard at a sports game. My uncle took me to a Tiger game in Old Tiger Stadium. They were playing the Mariners, and Ken Griffey Jr. was in center field. Mm-hmm. And somebody just yelled out. They like yelled out, "Hey Ken, how was the pussy last night?"
Damn. Just assuming.
Think about that. How many kids that were better than their parents? There's lots of those.
Yeah.
You know, Howie Long's kid was better than him.
Sean Lennon.
Aiden Hutchinson.
Yes. Who? Fucking Ken Griffey Jr.
Your kids?
My kids.
Barry Sanders?
No.
Barry Sanders is the number one running back in the history of football.
They never played in the NFL.
Yeah.
Who else?
Barry
Bonds? Barry Bonds was better than Bobby Bonds.
The only person better than Barry Sanders' dad is Jim Brown.
That's true.
Uno Cuatro? His son was better than him. Uno Cinco.
Ocho
bad joke. I fucked up.
Siente cinco.
Yeah.
You fucked that up.
Non se y a chupa mi huevos. Suck, you know how they say suck my balls? They say suck my eggs. I love that.
Yeah.
Chupa mi huevos. Suck my eggs.
This guy that has a thirst trap account on Instagram, but his is like a real one. He like posts actual pictures of guys. Mm. He started DMing my AI thirst trap, and like he does that. He says eggs.
you want to get down on those eggs?
Yeah. That's what.
Gobble up my eggs.
Yeah, dude.
You want to side up my eggs on your forehead?
If you guys know me, you know I don't like egg play. I'm a no egg play kind
of
guy.
I don't like the idea of
you're not into
being
egg torture.
Eggs.
No egg torture for Big John. No skank you.
No CET.
No trauma, dude. I want
no cock and egg torture.
No cock and egg torture whatsoever.
It doesn't sound as bad. Cock and balls torture sounds the worst to me.
Yeah,
it's all right.
You could actually just call it the rooster and egg. It's not, dude. The rooster and the egg. I want my rooster to protect my eggs, dude.
I would be fine with cock and ball torture as long as my arms were free to swing. You know what I mean? Bind up my legs, but let me fucking be like, no.
I got to be able to slip a jab. Or
I'll try it one time, see if that turns me on.
Yeah. No, it won't. I just know it won't.
The
I'm
first
so,
whip,
I'm
I'll be
so
like,
puking.
No. Yeah.
Puke. I'll be the one vomiting.
Well, that might turn you on, though.
Vomit dripping down your chest. I know that doesn't turn me on. I've been puked on. I don't like that.
You're tied up, spread eagle. You just vomited because they whipped your nuts.
Did I ever tell you
it's this? Cascading down your stomach.
Yeah, no.
Some of it gets in your belly button.
Yeah, no.
But when you cough, it pops it right out.
So gross,
dude. One of the most disgusting things I've ever seen in my life. I was at a frat party at U of M my freshman year, and the bathroom was up on the second floor, and like you had to go up the staircase, and then there was a door at the second floor. And you go into the door, and then you're in a hallway. Mm-hmm. And walking up to the door, I just see puke on the ground.
Ugh.
It's not that bad, though, yet. So I just see a little bit of puke on the ground. I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm just going to step over it so I can get to the bathroom. I open the door. Lights are just completely on, just beaming on. And I turn to the left, and like the whole hallway is just covered in puke.
It's like The Shining. And it's like coming out of the elevator.
But there's a girl just laying there with puke all over her.
Help me. So you made it sound like a horror movie a little bit.
It
girl.
It fucking was a horror movie, dude. I was like, I just backed out.
Yeah.
And I found the first fucking guy that lived there. I was like, yo, you need to go up on the second floor.
There's a girl ready to get fucked.
Yeah, there's a dead bitch. Yeah, there's a dead bitch upstairs.
Not myself.
She is now his wife.
Yeah. Is what you would say if you were Drake. Pedophile.
At my brother's rehearsal dinner, I remember we were driving back, and Nell decided that she could drink with my family. And couldn't. And I remember like, I had my hand on her leg, and all of a sudden I just felt her hand grip my thumb. And just turn it up. And I was like, what's going on? And she's just like out the window. And then she just starts spraying puke out the side of her Honda Accord. But we're at the wind space where that's just going to come right back into to me. Oh, so I'm getting sprayed with vomit.
No.
Yeah. Tequila, whiskey, like all the shit that my family can do that she can't.
Driving?
Yeah, down 75, doing 75 miles an hour. And finally so getting 90, back to
75 on 94? 75.
Yeah, and
you,
I, we got back
you
to
you 696 on 696?
Yeah, no, she's 6'9". Got yeah. Him. Good one. God damn it.
Idiot.
we got back to the house, and it was like midnight, 1 in the morning, whatever it was. And I remember I'm just like, okay, cool. I'm going to go dump her ass in a fucking shower. Yeah. And I'm going to clean her car out because she vomited everywhere in the car.
And then I'm going to hold it over her head for a week.
It's my brother's fucking wedding tomorrow.
On the eve of my brother's wedding.
On the eve of my brother's wedding. You do this to me on the eve of my brother's wedding.
You disrespect me like this?
On the eve of my father-in-law's knee surgery, you ask me if I can loan you money.
That's unbelievable.
On the eve of my uncle's shoulder replacement, you're going to ask me.
You know I'm in an emotional state. Mm.
We're dealing with a lot right now. Ian, shut the fuck up.
Wait, should I talk about my weekend?
Yeah.
Ask him about it, Ian, first.
Ask him about his weekend.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it was great.
Nice.
All right.
I did.
Tell me more.
I did the Rip City Comedy Festival in Portland, and it was a lot of fun.
Did you rip it?
I did. I ripped it.
Fuck yeah.
You did?
No, yeah. Because
you don't say that always, so you did.
No, I had good sets. Yeah, yeah. Good sets. It was. They were great crowds.
Thinking about moving.
Shows were great.
Too actually, fucking rainy, dude.
It was. It rained the entire time.
Yeah, he was. Looks how stuffy he is.
There was. I was walking. I was wet all weekend.
See how they do. You tell me you did good in Portland. I'm saying you thinking about moving there. No, he's like, too rainy.
You can't go anywhere.
You can't go nowhere.
You're not going anywhere. See, you're not going anywhere.
But
bitch.
I want you to succeed.
Yeah, yeah.
In Portland, you're better in Detroit.
So you're better on Portland.
Yeah. Shut up.
You're right by you're right by LA. You're better in Portland.
You're not right by LA.
Yeah, you are.
You're
yeah.
8 hours from 10 hours from LA.
Okay, you're fucking like 3 days away from LA over here.
Yeah, I can be there in 2.5.
Uh-huh. Okay, you're derailing what I'm trying to fucking talk about. So shut the fuck up.
You're right. I always forget how interesting you are.
Did you make some funny
friends? Everyone loves your anecdotes.
How's Stuart Huff?
Stuart Huff was not there.
Sean Patton is who you're thinking of.
No.
Oh, Stuart Huff. Really wanted Stuart Huff there. Yeah, like way Stuart too Huff. Far for Stuart. It's a 3-day drive for Stuart Huff.
Put you up.
No, I had to get my own place. But like this morning was crazy. I had to get to the airport. My flight was at 7. So I was like up at like 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down to get a Lyft. And I'm like sitting there waiting. And it's taking forever. And I'm like, oh, wait, it's 5 a.m. There's no lifts. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's sleeping.
Yeah.
So then
are there cars on the Lyft app?
No. There's literally nothing. It was empty.
You wait.
Yeah. Well, the bar was still loading, but there were, like, no. Yeah, it was just going forever. So I was like, shit. I realized, I'm like, fuck, there's no drivers.
So you lace them up.
So there's a train, and it's, like, the stop is right around the corner from the hotel. So I, like, kind of go, I go around the block, and as I'm walking up to the fucking train stop, there's like a very large black man who is homeless, just eating a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And he's standing right in front of the map that I need to look at to see like, what train I need to take. So I'm walking up and I'm just like, I'm just going to trust that this is the train that I need to take. And I go over to the thing and I put my money in. I get like
Could've
a ticket.
Been bad.
And he's just standing over there eating his sandwich, just like minding his own business. I pay for the thing. I'm standing like over, you know, on the other side.
And should have thrown some cashews or something like that.
All of
some chips.
Some bread.
Yeah. Flip some bread over the
bread,
bushes.
Some
dude.
Wonder bread. Just
oh my God.
A little bit away from the map. Yeah.
So I'm like, I buy my little pass. I'm standing there. I'm waiting. And I hear a voice. And it's just like a guy that's like yelling, like, "Aren't you gonna help me? Aren't you? Are you gonna help me?" And I'm looking around. I do not see anybody because like the because on my the stop that I'm on is going like east, and the stop on the other side is going west. And the voice is coming from the stop on the other side. And I'm looking around. I'm
You're
like
on the bus.
No, no, I'm at the stop. I'm waiting. I'm waiting
for the train.
It's a train.
Not the bus.
It's a train. Sorry. So I'm like waiting, and I hear the voice. I don't see anybody. I turn my head for like a second, and I turn back, and all of a sudden there's a guy just pacing back and forth. I'm like,
is he across the tracks from you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, where the fuck did this guy come from? And then I look over, and there's another guy just like standing, just like fucking stiff, straight up, leaning against like a fucking transformer box or some shit. And I'm just like, okay, this guy's still eating a sandwich. This guy's pacing, yelling at somebody to help him. This guy is just standing there like he's crazy or something. And then I see two other guys walking up from like down the block, and they cross, and they kind of like get into my line of sight of the map, so I like lose them for a second. And I'm like, I look down at my phone. I'm like, all right, this train needs to hurry the fuck up. And all of a sudden I see one of the guys just like stomping towards me. And I look, and as soon as I look, he stops dead in his tracks, turns to his side, like shows me like his profile, and then just dips his head, and then just stands there like that for the whole time.
Zombie.
I'm waiting for the train.
How close to you?
Maybe the door.
Close.
Yeah. And he stomped towards you.
He was like stomping towards me, and then I looked at him when he got to about where the door is.
Yeah.
And then he just like stopped, turned a little bit to the side, and then just dropped his head, and then just stood there like that. The whole time that I was waiting for the train,
somebody unplugged him.
Yeah, and then
unplugged him.
So that happens. As soon as that happens, I just like kind of move my suitcase like kind of in front of me, and I'm just kind of like waiting with like my shoulder kind of like back, and I'm just like
defense ready position.
Got the piece in the
defensive position.
I'm just like I'm gonna have to like throw some punches.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm just like, I'm sitting there waiting.
The old sleep trick, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
The old hippo sleeping, huh?
Think I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm just so I'm, like, because if he keeps stomping, I'm just going to like throw the suitcase and then just like
steal on that fool, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he didn't move again. He literally just stood there like that the whole time that I was waiting for the train. And then the black guy eating the sandwich, he's like an offensive lineman. He's fucking huge.
Yeah.
He comes
over.
You
don't see homeless like that here.
No, he's enormous.
You see a fit homeless here. Skinny homeless.
So this guy, the guy with the wheelchair knocks him off of his spot by the map. So now he's like wandering trying to find a new spot.
What is this map? Why is it so
this
hard to get them?
Very central.
Yeah,
to
I'm
the
picturing
story.
Like a zoo map where you can just
kind of see from all angles. It's kind of like that. It's kind of like
but
that.
But it's a train map.
But you can really block this map off.
If you are homeless and you look crazy and you're standing in front of the map, I'm gonna let you keep that spot.
Yeah.
And so the guy with the wheelchair with all the shit in it comes up, knocks him off of his spot next to the map. So now
physically,
just basically, just like kind of like with his presence,
knocks him
off of the spot. And now this guy's trying to find a new spot to stand in, and he like kind of walks over towards me, and he's like, and he asks me if I have like any cash.
Yeah.
And at that moment, I realize, oh, I have like all of my cash.
Oh.
So
and you went like this.
I was like, sorry, man. I don't have any cash on me because I'm not pulling out like all of my money.
Whip out is not.
Yeah. You might have gave him something if it wasn't a knot.
If I knew I had like five singles in my pocket, I would have maybe gave him something.
But, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd give him something, man.
Like
him.
It's that city doesn't give a fuck about its homeless man. It's fucking crazy. So
neither do I.
So he comes over.
Fuck away from me.
So he comes over, asks me if I have like a dollar. I'm like, sorry, man, I don't have any cash on me. He's like, all right, and then he just like walks away. And then
he just ate too. He's just had a sandwich.
Yeah.
What do you need fucking money
for? And so everybody's kind of like situated at this point. Like we've settled now. And then at that point the train comes rolling up, and as the train comes rolling up, I just see Diana sitting in the front car. Diana Graham.
was she on the same flight as you back?
Yeah, we had the same flight.
Nice.
Yeah, Diana's just like sitting in the front car, just like sitting there, just like staring off. And I'm just like fucking. I'm just like, I gotta get.
Did
the
you
fuck
ask
out.
If she had a comparable experience at her stop?
I don't think so. I don't think they had a similar experience.
Did you just attach yourself to her to take you to the airport?
Protect me.
No, I went in and I sat down by Diana and I didn't really talk about it on the train because, like, there were other, like, homeless people on the train.
You're, so, yeah, you're too busy sleep. Thinking about how you're going to present this story later. Huh? You're too busy thinking about how I'm going to present this story later.
So I just got on the train. We went to the airport, and it was pretty uneventful at that point.
Yeah, you had a layover in Chicago, you said?
Yeah.
Typical. You were in Midway. You weren't in O'Hare.
No, I was in Midway.
Yeah, so you didn't get to see the biggest airport fucking ever.
Delta?
No. No, I didn't. I went, Southwest.
Oh, I done it one time, classy? And now I'm like, it was fine.
Not as classy as Delta, but it's nice.
Delta's top. Delta's like the top.
What boarding level did you get?
This is my first time going Southwest.
So you didn't know it was general admission?
So I knew it was general admission, but I didn't quite understand
how it worked,
the whole thing. So going to Portland, I didn't upgrade, but coming back, I upgraded.
Where you sit?
And I got A5 on the way to Chicago, but then the best I could get from Chicago to Detroit was like B48.
Still early
some
boarding,
shit.
Putting overhead.
What does that mean?
Space.
So they go A, B, and C, and it's 1 through 60, and so like they break it up by like fives. So it's like 1 through 5, 6 mm-hmm. through 10, whatever. And that's just
so
the order.
First row.
That's just the order that you get to go onto the plane, but the plane doesn't have assigned seating, so you just sit wherever the fuck you want to sit.
How was the lobster?
there's no first class either, right?
No, there's no first class.
No, they call it something else, but it's first class.
It's part of the AC.
It's first class. It's called like a Delta Sky Miles
Premium
Boy.
Rewards.
Premium Rewards Extra Fast Pass. Yeah.
But the only reason
Southwest.
The only reason Platinum. The only reason I didn't do Delta though is because it was $1,500 for a ticket.
Jesus,
yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's
I've never bought a Delta ticket for the record. Yeah. I just flew it once and I'll never fly
usually,
again.
Usually it's like $350 to $400.
Really?
Yeah. Like
what was the deal? Why so much?
It cost me like $400 to St. Louis, and then they reimbursed me like $300 for that festival.
You know what I did, dude? When I was leaving Phoenix on the way to the airport, I was a little late. I was at the gas station and a homeless guy came up, and he was pretty like, he was like flailing, you know, and he had a box, and I just filled up my tank and I got in the car, the rental car. I was about to go take it to the place. And he knocks on my fucking door and I start driving away and I left the gas tank thing in there.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
I know. And it popped out. You were that guy. And then I had to be like an idiot to a homeless guy. You know? Then I was like, oh, man. And he's like, want to buy a Klondike bar? he said ice cream, but it was a Klondike bar.
Yeah.
And it was a hot day. I'll say that.
What would you do for that Klondike, dude?
Forget this ever happened.
Yeah.
The homeless guy was like giving you money. He's like, you need this more than I do.
Yeah. No, luckily it didn't rip it out or anything. Yeah. It was one of those ones that they designed for idiots.
I one time like put the fucking pump too far in. Like I don't know what the fuck was in my brain.
Because you hammer.
I pushed it.
You hit the cervix?
Dude, yeah, I pushed it.
You made the car jump
a
little bit?
I went. I hit deep. I pushed it all the way in. And then I started pumping. And it immediately stopped. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I did it again. And it stopped again. I'm like, are you fucking kidding? And I did it again. And then just...
All right. If go back on this audio right now. Yeah. In the past... What he just said, that sentence was the most innuendo I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. So I just stuck it in, right?
Yeah, dude.
And it's making noises. And it's fucking
growling at me.
It honked at one point.
Yeah.
And what did you say? And
all of a sudden, I'm going too deep. I try one more time. And
yeah,
I just spray.
And then just all over me, dog. He goes, I try to get it in, and I'm like, what the fuck? It's like somebody.
What is it? Too big? Is it too big?
That was my virginity. And I was like, what the fuck? Then all of a sudden. You remember that in Scary Movie 1 where she's got a chastity belt on or whatever? It's like got a cage on it. And when they take it off and he touches her there and like he gets sprayed to the ceiling.
Yeah.
I saw that when I was like, just getting curious about genitals and things that go on there, and that blew my mind. I thought it was cum.
Yeah,
I thought girls came like
yeah.
that. Like,
yeah.
So I think you're thinking. So part one was when he was like eating her out.
Yeah,
and then he got shot up against the door.
Okay.
Part two is when she was going down on a guy and he's pacing her to the
ceiling.
And
he shot her to the ceiling.
Yeah. Well, she was going down on a guy.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, she was going down on him and then he came and shot her up.
Or she was just jerking him off. I think she was just
something
jerking him
that.
Off.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but part one, they were like in a meat locker or some shit, and like he ate her out, and then she came.
No, I'm talking about first. No, first one, Cindy in her bedroom. It's like they're playing on Scream still. She's in her bedroom, and she opens up the thing, and she's got like a cage.
Oh, the very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got like a cage, and it's like, Bobby, remember the guy comes to the door?
Yeah.
And no, that's when somehow he gets it open, and he gets sprayed. I think so. Maybe I'm wrong completely.
You are fucking this movie all up.
I can be completely wrong.
You might, movie, one, two, you might be thinking of Vision Quest.
And three were good. Four? Yeah. I don't remember.
I don't remember seeing any. I really don't remember any of them except
but that
for
was a
two
great,
spots.
You guys were older when that popped up. I was a young yeah. boy, and I thought that was hilarious. You guys, did you guys like those?
Yeah, I liked them.
Yeah, I watched it.
I like Not Another Teen Movie, too.
They weren't lame and like, because you guys were like teens.
Yeah, but I was
no, they were lame, but was it was like the, it was also Wayne's Brothers.
Yeah, but
like
that's what I was gonna say. Wayne's Brothers. Okay. When we were kids, is when In Living Color came out.
And like, yeah. I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. When I was really little, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker was like one of the funniest fucking movies.
I don't know any of that.
Oh, you got you don't. This is the first.
I know My Wife and Kids. I know that Wayne's.
You should go. Oh. You should watch I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Dude, yeah, it's like it's one of Chris Rock's first movies.
Yeah. That you should watch that. You should watch that, and then you should watch
Don't Be a Menace.
Don't Be a Menace while drinking your juice.
Don't Be a Menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
Yeah.
I gotta watch some.
Really?
And then, dude, yeah, there's so many Wayans Brothers that are so good.
Yeah.
There's the thing is, there's something between I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker and Don't Be a Menace, too.
Is there?
Yeah, I think so.
I can't remember.
I wish I could access my phone right now. That's against the rules, Nick.
I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
I'm writing it down.
Mo Money.
Was that them?
Oh, that was, yeah, when Marlon had the bricks in the box or some shit.
Yeah, or he was Blank Man.
Blank Man.
Yeah, but yeah, that was good. But there's another one like I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker, and another one like Don't Be a Menace, like the goofy airplane style. Yeah. I just can't remember what it was.
Was that Marlon was the superhero?
No, Blank Man was Damon Wayans.
Yeah.
Mo Money was when
Meteor Man, dude.
Was that Wayans Brothers? That was Robert Townsend.
That was Robert Townsend.
Yeah.
Would you say Airplane was the first style of that of whatever scary movie was?
Yeah.
The Zuckers. Yeah. No, the Airplane, and then Top Secret.
And what? Caddyshack.
Top Gun.
No, Caddyshack's not that category. Caddyshack's not spoofing.
The Naked Gun.
Yeah, Naked Gun.
Naked Gun, but that was after Airplane.
Blazing Saddles. Like Mel Brooks had that kind of. It was kind of spoofy.
Yeah, but
I don't know when
Saddles.
All that was. That might have been before Airplane.
No, Blazing Saddles was a spoof because the
that was Richard Pryor years.
Because that scene when he's like badgers. We don't need no stinking badgers. Because that's a play on I forget what movie, but they do they're. Like it's an outlaw, like squaring up against the sheriff.
Yeah,
and the actual line is badges. We don't need no stinking badges.
Oh, dang!
There wasn't anything.
Yeah,
in between.
Like scary movies were direct spoofs.
Yeah,
where it felt like Blazing Saddles was more of like a general spoof of westerns. But like Dewey Cox is like mainly based on the Johnny Cash movie.
Yeah.
But it really encompasses all fucking, you know, when he's going through withdrawals, he's like, I'm hot and cold at the same time. It's like too many blankets, not enough blankets. And he's like, it's a fisheye lens. He's like, we are the Beatles.
I thought Dewey Cox was fucking awesome.
That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
So
man.
Good.
I am John
In
Lennon.
In my
of
dreams,
the
you're blowing me some kisses.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite things to do.
We should duet that right
Let's
now.
Let's duet.
Let's duet.
Ways to make us feel good.
Hell yeah, dude. Uh-oh, Ian, look at Alex. He's rubbing his eyes, dude, and he's on Western time. He's jet-lagged. He can't reacclimate.
I am ready.
Got up at 5.
I am ready to go to sleep.
You're going to be up for like another 5 hours.
I am not. I'm going to get this fucking episode posted. I'm going to fucking sleep.
Hell yeah, dude.
I would recommend going back and listening to you describe the cast. I think it would be a great way to start off the podcast. If you could cut that. It wasn't that far ago, man.
I'll find it.
It was really good.
Yeah.
It's just like, what the fuck, man? So I just shoved it in a little bit more.
And bam, shuts off on me again. So I'm like, hell no, you're not shutting off on me right now. And I jam it in there again and push it.
Yeah. Poseidon's revenge, dude.
Dented the car. I fucking got so fucking...
The moistest oyster.
Dude, they called me and told me that Alice's car might be totaled. They had to bring in a fucking insurance adjuster out.
Yeah, you're telling me that.
You should hope it is.
Yeah, I kind of
don't want to deal with that.
But I also, like... want my baby girl to have her car, dog.
No, it's, you want it total. You don't want, like, what do you want to get the whole fucking thing fixed and then
get it all fixed on my pocket and get a salvage old. Title for it? You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Because then it's tougher to sell on a salvage.
Just get
title.
It. Hopefully, go dent it a few more times.
I might
if you can't sneak into the yard tonight,
smashing a window with a baseball bat. I'm just kidding, Progressive. I know totally. You listen to my podcast.
Now you gotta take that kid. If you like told your car, the kid that hit her.
Yeah, I know, but there's no fucking police report because apparently it was on private property. There's not even a crash number for it. There's supposed to be a crash number. Oh. Never got that from the fucking cop. Oh. None of it. So, yeah, we're. I don't know what I want. I want justice. I know I want justice, but I don't know how justice is going to prevail in this situation.
You just got to be Batman.
You think so?
You got to become Batman.
Vigilante style. Look at the dick and balls I made. Real skinny dick with a head and then two balls in my cord. You see it, Nick?
There's no way that dick stays straight up.
Not like that.
No, it's falling over for sure.
That dick needs to walk hard, dog. Dude, that's a callback.
I got a plug. I got a pee.
Where are we looking at?
We got two more minutes.
Pickles. It's
fucking time to go.
I don't even know what fucking I have coming up.
You got shows tomorrow, right?
On
Monday? Did you say you had a show tomorrow?
Got nothing.
Oh, shit. Maybe I do. I don't even know.
Checking calendar, G.
I don't feel like checking it right now.
You have headphones on, you dummy.
Take your headphones off, dipshit. You can't go to the potty with your fucking headphones on.
Fucking Christ.
Dumb asshole.
Fucking Christ.
Jesus Christ. Watched him walk away thinking he's going to take the headphones off. He's got to go potty. You better take the headphones off. He's not going to take the headphones off. Did you hear how much stronger fucking Alex's lanyard game got this fucking weekend, dude?
No.
He's got two lanyards that you have to stack up on that fucking on that
oh,
bitch.
My.
It's going
to
be a fun
I might game. Have to add a second hook.
I used to have a lanyard thing, and fuck that. I threw them all away once.
Wow.
I got sick of them. So many beer festivals and everything.
Yeah, but dude, it's funny you throw lanyards away, but you keep like some of the weirdest shit. I've seen all the shit you kept from Pennsylvania. Like, you have a globe that doesn't have the right countries on it.
Yeah.
And is broken. And then you don't, but you don't want to keep lanyards that have meaning to you.
Is that is that the globe that you hid the ribs in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The rib globe. It was broken then.
It's always going to be broken.
And it's never going anywhere. It's going in your house all wobbly.
You got my Packard cat.
Yeah, dude, your Packard cat.
Do you have plugs?
No.
Or dates or anything?
No. Well, I think I'm doing something at the Independent in 2 weekends, but I'm not 100% on it. So
I don't know what my dates are right now, and I'm way too tired to look at my phone.
Yeah,
my website is up to date right now, so all my dates are right there.
Hell yeah,
Alex, AlexBozComedy.com.
AlexBozComedy.com. Figure it out.
Pickles.
Hell yeah.
Don't look at it on your phone because it
doesn't
work
on your phone.
You have to look at it on your desktop. That's the only way you can see
desktop
the dates.
Only.
That's lame, dude.
No, it's not, dude. He's trying to code it right. You can't get it fucking coded right. It's not his fault. You can't code it right. It's hard.